San Diego's housing market is showing the first real signs of equilibrium we've seen in years, though equilibrium is relative when the county median is still hovering near $900,000 to $950,000.
The numbers tell an interesting story, Marcus. Active inventory is up roughly 24% year over year, and median days on market have stretched to about 37 days in many areas. That's a dramatic change from the pandemic era, when houses were selling within hours of listing.
Single-family homes are still firmly in seller's territory. Supply remains 34% below its 10-year average, but attached properties like condos and townhomes are seeing above-average inventory and modest price softness.
East County continues to offer the most accessible entry points. In Santee, El Cajon, and Lakeside, median home prices range from about $700,000 to $775,000. La Mesa is higher at a median of $1 million, but even there, properties are selling at 99.2% of list price, meaning buyers are still paying close to asking.
The mortgage rate environment is finally stabilizing. 30-year fixed rates have settled in the low to mid 6% range, down nearly half a point from a year ago. That's bringing more buyers back to the market, and rates are expected to ease gradually through the remainder of 2026.
The San Diego Housing Commission has responded by expanding several down payment assistance programs for 2026. But the city's budget pressures we discussed earlier are creating new costs for residents. San Diego will begin charging a monthly trash fee expected to generate $80 million annually, and they're planning to start charging for parking at Balboa Park.
That parking charge at Balboa Park is particularly controversial. The park has been free to access for generations, and adding a fee changes the fundamental character of what many consider San Diego's crown jewel.
It's part of a broader pattern we're seeing, where municipalities are shifting costs to residents through fees rather than raising property taxes directly. The trash fee, the Balboa Park parking, the cuts to library and recreation hours that were only partially restored, these all represent a city struggling to maintain services without adequate revenue growth.
Meanwhile, redevelopment projects are creating their own pressures. In San Marcos, one family is fighting to keep their land after being caught in the middle of the major North City redevelopment. The project has been praised for reinvigorating downtown and helping the city meet housing goals, but it highlights the human cost of large-scale changes.
These individual stories often get lost in the broader economic data, but they're crucial for understanding the real impact of development policies. When we talk about housing production and urban revitalization, there are always people who get displaced or disrupted in the process.
The challenge for policymakers is balancing the regional need for more housing with the legitimate concerns of existing residents and property owners. San Marcos seems to have found a workable approach with North City, but every community's situation is different.
Now, let me push back on our generally optimistic read of the housing market stabilization. What if we're wrong that this represents a healthy move toward equilibrium? What if these are actually the early signs of a more serious market correction?
That's a crucial question, Sarah. Our assumption is that 24% more inventory and 37 days on market represents normalization after pandemic-era extremes. But what if it's actually the beginning of a deeper softening driven by factors we're not fully accounting for?
Consider that mortgage rates in the mid-6% range are still historically high by recent standards. The San Diego economy depends heavily on sectors like biotechnology, defense contracting, and tourism that could be vulnerable to changes in federal spending or broader economic shifts.
If we're wrong about market stabilization, what we're actually seeing could be the early stages of inventory building up, because buyers are increasingly priced out, not because the market is finding balance.
The signal to watch would be price reductions becoming more common, days on market stretching beyond 45 to 50 days consistently, and inventory growth accelerating rather than stabilizing. If builders start pulling back on new construction permits, or if the luxury market shows significant weakness, that could indicate broader trouble ahead.
For residents, the question is whether to view current conditions as the new normal or as a brief pause before either another surge in prices or a more significant correction. The answer probably depends on your individual circumstances and risk tolerance.